This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. That unemployment report last week has had me thinking about what it means to farmers. There are a couple of implications. I'll talk about them coming up after this. I love equipment auctions, and I know many of you do, too. Oh, it's hard not to bid on something at some of these auctions, especially when you see the way producers in many instances have taken care of their equipment, how they've carefully maintained it. And those in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic Lubricants, like Mystic JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. It's specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is 3 days new or three decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. It's what the folks at Mystic call, lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. That unemployment report that came out last Friday, showing the lowest jobless rate in this country in 49 years, has had me thinking about the farm impact of full employment on agriculture. First of all, it has made it ever more difficult to bring the needed workers into the agriculture workforce. Farmers, especially with produce farms, but also many in animal agriculture and even crop production, struggle to get the labor they need. This time of year, some grain farmers I know can't get enough people to move trucks and grain carts in the heat of the harvest season. And then there's the fact that full employment, with a 3.7% jobless rate, means that off-farm jobs to support an insufficient on-farm income are even harder to find. And those outside sources of earnings can make a big difference in a farm's ability to weather the storm, a family farm's ability to come through tough times when crop income is meager and the margins from crop production are minuscule or negative. In a tough farm economy, producers will often seek additional income sources. That's nothing new. As a matter of course, many farm families will have employment off the farm in normal times. Some spouses work elsewhere for the insurance to cover that very high price tag. And some will work off the farm because they trained for that fulfilling off-farm career, whatever it may be. But I noted visiting with friends the other day how much of a difference off-farm employment made during the ag economy washout in the 80s, that farmers in the Eastern Corn Belt as a whole fared better because they had more opportunity in manufacturing plants in places like Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio to find readily off-farm work when the ag economy fell apart. I'll be back after this.